PlayStation UK starts now. Hello and welcome everyone. This is the PlayStation Show UK and is episode 30. We've made it to number 30.
30?
Yep.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. 30 whole episodes. And I've been here for every single one of them.
Yeah.
It is the Dirty 30. Thank you, Steve. Yes, the Dirty 30. But anyway, with me, I have Here Comes Bod. How are you doing?
Same as always.
Feeling old?
Yeah, too bloody old.
Had an interesting week?
Meh.
Don't know. Yeah, you have.
Well, I did speak to The Rock.
Okay. Yeah, what did he say?
Sort of. He said,
"It doesn't matter!" Sorry.
Clever. I see what you did.
Sorry, yeah. Okay, you can get it on. So it was on Twitter, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, without giving too much away, did you get to play some next-gen console this week?
Gee, let me think. You know I did because you were there.
Oh, yes, that's true. We did. Video is recorded, and that will be uploading very shortly. Next-gen console exclusive to the PlayStation Show UK. Awesome stuff.
Damn, we've already overtaken the other two podcasts for exclusives.
Yeah, well, I thought we was doing good getting a few games here and there, but a whole console.
A whole console.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I went and saw Paul today. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
I see.
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, because I told you it was great a couple of weeks back.
That's true. You might have done. But I went and saw it today. You might have done, yeah. I probably wasn't listening.
Oh, right.
Okay, but I went and saw it, and it's very, very good. I can't remember if you told me it was very good, but
I did say it was very good.
Oh, good. Okay. Right, sorry. I've got to give it a rating out of 154 stars. I would give it 149 stars. I hope that helps you. Anyway, let's move on with the show, this 30th episode of the PlayStation Show UK. PlayStation releases. Okay, PlayStation releases, but then I suppose firstly I must say, which is quite rude of me, no Mr. Slugger with us tonight.
Who?
Mr. Slugger? Remember him?
No, I remember Bunker Cougar. Yeah, don't remember Mr. Slugger.
Back just a little bit, sort of a couple of weeks. There used to be another host with us.
Yeah, well, I vaguely remember him.
Anyway, he is caught up with work again, so he apologises he can't be here for this special episode. I say special, it's only 30 episodes, it's not 100.
I think he's in cahoots.
No, we're not starting that again. Actually, I was planning to say, relating to cahoots, about 10 minutes before the show started, I got an email, junk email, from information@cahoots.com. Cahoot were a bank, weren't they? But I just thought it was quite funny. Anyway. I don't think he's in cahoots. I think he's a slave worker.
Yeah, well, I'm sticking with cahoots.
Right. Okay. But anyway, so the PS3 releases for this week, what have we got?
Well, I've only got one.
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 A good one.
I don't know. I suppose it depends on your point of view.
Okay.
It's Fight Night Champion.
Fight Night Champion?
Fight Night Champion.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really into boxing.
No. No.
I played a demo of an earlier Fight Night, and it was alright. I mean, it played alright, but not really for me.
So have they made this one? I don't know. I suppose you don't know. I don't know if they made it move compatible or.
Well, I don't think it is.
Oh, I missed out there, surely.
I guess so.
Anyway, okay. So just the one game. That's a bit sad.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about move support, so I guess not.
Okay. Well, and then we should probably just move straight on into the PSN store.
PSN store update.
Okay, so the PSN store update for the 23rd of February. We had some trials for Alien Breed Descent. I didn't even bother downloading that.
No, I didn't either. I just assumed it would be the same as the first two.
Yes, exactly what I thought. So I didn't bother that one. But I did download TNT Racers. And I think you did as well.
Yes. Now, was this before or after I tweeted that it was my demo of the week?
I think I'd already downloaded it before you tweeted, but after you tweeted is when I played it. So I had it there ready to go, but I didn't until you tweeted about it. But it's not bad. It's not a bad little game.
Yeah, it's all right. It's very much like Micro Machines used to be in the... In the way it works.
Yeah, basically winning by getting in front and the computers or other players have to get off the screen, I suppose. But, I quite enjoyed it. Obviously, it's not Micro Machines, as in you're not driving around large objects. I don't think, is it?
No.
I don't think I saw anything like that, but... And it looked quite nice.
Yeah, it was quite fun. Quite a fun little game. The weapons were quite cool. The only thing that bothered me was that it's only four players.
Yes.
I mean, even online, you'd think that you'd have more than four players, and you know, you'd just have it like a normal race.
Yeah, because I'm sure even Micro Machines had it, so you could have like eight players.
Yeah.
And that was when it was like back on the Mega Drive, they brought out an attachment that you could plug in. What was it? You plugged in like four controllers into a junction box, but you used the D-pad for one player and the other side of the controller for the other. It was very weird, but it worked somehow. But anyway, $7.99 though. Do you think that's... It's worth it. It's not overpriced.
Yeah.
But $7.99. That's not too bad. I don't know. Would you pick it up though, or you didn't like it that much?
Yeah, probably not quite enough to warrant. But maybe if it's on special offer at one point.
Okay. Next trial was the Undergarden. Did you try that one?
Yeah, did you?
I downloaded it.
But you haven't played it?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. Even the icon put me off playing it.
Put you off how?
I just looked like a kid's I don't know. It just looked a bit silly. Is it?
It's weird. It's with a weird. Capital weir.
Can you have a capital weir?
Yes.
All right, okay.
It needs more than just a capital W.
Okay. So what's it about then? Is it?
Well, you'd like this little creature and you fly about sort of, I presume, under the garden, hence the title. It feels like you're underwater because you sort of float. Whether you are underwater, I'm not sure. But there's like these little pods and you break open these little pods and they release pollen. I wanted to say sperm, but forget that for a minute.
Yeah, don't bring sperm into it.
Yeah, and you spread the pollen about to the, like these plants, and you grow flowers. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
There might be more to it, but I got really bored. I kind of found it quite slow. I mean, some people might find it relaxing, but
okay. Fair enough. It sounds a bit like Flower was.
Yeah, but it's where Flower was sort of, was it sort of first person almost? Flower, yeah. You were flying along. This one's sort of 2D.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough. There was a PS1 classic released this last week, which was Twisted Metal. Awesome game, but I didn't get it. And it would probably, that's another nostalgia thing that should just stay in the past, I think. Some more demos. There was Dragon Age 2 demo. Have you tried this?
I didn't download that, no.
Okay, I have downloaded it, and I do plan to give it a go. I haven't as yet, because I'm interested, because a lot of people enjoy Dragon Age. And I haven't tried, even sort of seen much of the Dragon Age series, so I thought I'd give this a go. I say I haven't yet, but I will give it a go.
This is the BioWare one, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Right.
I think the latest, I can't remember who I was listening to, but they basically said it was more, it's more like Mass Effect now as it is to sort of how the first Dragon Age was, but I don't know. I'll give it a go. But
yeah, I mean, because I'm, you know, I like Mass Effect, but I'm more into sci-fi than elves and stuff, so that's why I'm more interested in Mass Effect than this game, and I don't really want to get into another big adventure game, really.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars. Did you try that?
I did. I don't know why. I've never really been into the Lego games.
Okay.
I'm sure if you like the first Lego Star Wars, then you'd enjoy it. It plays pretty much the same as all the others.
Okay. I downloaded it and give it a quick go. My little boy loves the Lego games. So half the time I sort of end up buying them or renting them, and we play for them together. And we played this together as well, and like, it just plays like the rest. Yeah, if you like the other Lego games, then you're going to enjoy this. So, yeah, it's quite fun. I like some of the funny bits they put into the Lego, some of the humour. But it'll probably still be a rent.
It's probably more fun playing it with someone rather than on your own.
But I think the later Lego ones have online as well now, so you can join. Because you never used to be able to play online with Lego games. And the last few they brought out enabled it, so that was a bit better. Apart from randoms just jumping into your game, it was a bit annoying sometimes. But anyway, Yakuza 4. I didn't even bother with that.
No, I played a demo of, I think, the last one, Yakuza 3, and I didn't like it. So
yeah,
I wasn't going to play this one.
Okay. That was pretty much it for demos. Some add-on content for Fallout New Vegas, Dead Money, which is $7.99, Killzone 3 Retro Pack. That's the two retro map packs from the previous Killzone 2, $3.99. and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Armed and Dangerous Pack, which adds some more online multiplayer elements to the game. But it's not a bad update. There's still no bloody Back to the Future.
You bastards.
I think we're getting shafted here. Again.
As always.
Yes. God damn them. Okay. Anyway, well, I think that's it for the PSN store. So we should move on to what we have been playing.
What have we been playing?
Okay. You can go first, bud.
Well, that's very kind of you.
That's all right. No problem.
Well, I was playing Dead Space 2.
Hmm.
And then I completed it.
Okay.
And then I took it out of the machine, out of the PS3, and I put in Little Big Planet 2. Played that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Got all the last of the prize bubbles that I needed. I now have 100% prize bubbles. Oh, I still need to ace a few levels. And then I kind of got bored and looked at all my other games and thought, no, screw it. And I went back to Dead Space 2 and started on my second playthrough.
Okay. Okay, so all right. So before we get back onto your second playthrough, your first playthrough you've now completed.
Yes.
So, what did you think? Obviously, well, not giving anything away. Don't ruin the ending for everyone.
You see, the game's good. Without a doubt, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's quite hard. And I think maybe it's just me being shit. But it annoyed me in several places, and I got quite angry. But, you know, I think possibly I was getting more angry at myself for not being able to do it rather than the game itself.
Yeah.
Because then when I stopped playing it and played something else, I just really wanted to play Dead Space again.
Oh, okay.
But the last boss fight was quite annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. But I like the end, as you said, without giving too much away. What you think is the end, they start playing some credits. But then there's a little bit more to do. And I quite liked that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it all sort of... Yeah, it was good. I like that. So, I suppose last week you mentioned about being stuck in your time warp. Upgrading all your guns. I'm guessing you managed to finish that off.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Okay, so you've now completed it. So you've saved your game and all of your guns are now fully upgraded.
Yeah.
Ready for your second playthrough.
Yep.
Or third playthrough.
Well... Second playthrough at the moment.
Okay, but your second playthrough is on what difficulty?
It's on easy.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get some of the easy trophies done and dusted. So I figured if I went straight onto Zealot difficulty, then some of the other trophies that I might want to get on the way might be more difficult.
Yep.
So I thought, leave it on easy, get them, and then once I've done all that, then possibly go back to Zealot mode. I've decided I'll probably go for it on Zealot mode at some point. But I think hardcore is completely out of the question for me. I think it would just annoy me way too much. And as I said before, I'm pretty shit at games anyway, so I don't think I would be able to do it.
No. It's a shame. I think you'd be able to do it.
Really? I think I'd get too wound up.
Yeah, possibly. I think there's a lot of people who are not going to bother with that, actually, just because it seems it's going to annoy them too much. But
yeah, I mean, sure, make it harder, but, you know, 3 saves in 15 chapters?
Yeah.
If you're planning on saving at chapter 5 and you get chapter 4 and then you die, you're right back where you started.
Yes.
You have to start from the beginning again. Screw that. You see that I don't think that would be fun for me, so I'm not going to do it.
No.
But on my second playthrough, I have now done all the other easy trophies I needed. Yep. So I'm only left with two trophies now to get a platinum if I wanted to, and that would be to complete the game on Zealot difficulty and complete the game on Hardcore difficulty. But as I've said, I'm not going to do Hardcore anyway, so I'm not going to worry too much about going for platinum.
Okay. Fair enough. Have you played anything else?
No, that's it, really. Well, for PS3, that's it. Obviously, we had our next-gen console preview.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's top secret at the moment until it's uploaded. But, what about Community Game Night?
Oh, Community Game Night. I'd almost forgotten.
Yes. So we had another Community Game Night this Saturday. Quite a few people turned up. Played some Killzone 3, which is what I was playing. And yes, he did miss it. But I think the game that took most of the night and most of the people that joined us was what, Bod?
Well, it was a classic. It was it pushed my PS3 to its limits.
I think many people, actually. There's quite a few people that kept crashing.
And it was, of course, Uno.
Oh, yes. Uno. There were so many people playing Uno Saturday night. And it's good. But I don't actually think we finished a full game, did we?
No. Did we get thrown out, or what happened?
It was either being thrown out, or someone would then join towards the end. I think in the first game...
Oh, it was Slugger. It was Slugger that joined and ruined it for everyone, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, as soon as you tried to join, it then kicked everyone out.
Yeah, that is the story of Mr. Slugger's life.
But, oh well, we played a few more games and it was a good laugh. There was quite a few of the community there, so... Yeah, it was good to do. Hope they plan to do it again, hopefully this Saturday. So, that is it for your games?
That is it, yes.
Okay. I also played a bit of Dead Space 2. And I completed it. And then pretty much put it down. I haven't started a second playthrough yet at all. I've got a game saved at the point where the glitches for the unlimited power nodes... I may go back and upgrade all the weapons. I don't know yet. I pretty much went through the first playthrough using the same three guns, so...
Yeah, I mean, if you're not planning on changing guns, then it's possibly not worth doing.
But I have got the trophies to get for those other guns. Does it help? Or does it not really matter?
I don't know. Possibly you don't really need them, because a lot of them involve killing sort of more than one enemy at a time.
Yeah.
And there's these little sort of kid type enemies that come up, that will swarm at you at once, and they're fairly easy to kill, and they're the ones you really need to do these things on anyway.
Right.
They're the easiest way to get the trophies on for the guns.
Okay. Oh, then I might not even bother. Then I might just start the next one. I might do the same as you. Maybe start an easy, just to get the gun trophies. I don't know if I'll complete it though. I think once I've got all the gun ones, I might just then quit and start a Zealot mode.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Or should I go straight to Hardcore?
But the trouble is, if you want to. All your stuff to carry over, you need to use the same save.
Yes. And I can't use that save for Hardcore mode anyway, so... No. Okay.
I'll leave that up to you.
Yes, thanks. The other game, which I got last week, was Killzone 3. I've completed Killzone 3. This is very good. I enjoyed the single player. I enjoyed the single player of Killzone 2. I know he did. He's probably not going to like the fact that I said that. But, yeah, I like Killzone 3. Played a little bit of the multiplayer on the community game night, which had a few troubles getting into games a few times. But we did. We got there in the end and played a few games, and it was good.
I think you blamed a community member for it, for your problems, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah.
Who I can't remember who it was now.
Oh yeah, I couldn't possibly call.
Well, when I was first starting to join, it was Birdie Lad and Ozzy were the two people I was trying to join with, and we couldn't get into a game together. And then I did finally get into a game without Ozzy. Not that I'm saying it was Ozzy's fault, but when Ozzy wasn't in our team, we got into a game. So I think enough said. But so yeah, I enjoyed that game. I do plan to go through it again to get to play it through on veteran mode or whatever they call it, the hardest setting. But it was actually a fairly short game, the single players. I don't know how long it took me. 5 hours, I would have said. So, that's good. If you like Killzone 2, pick it up. You'll probably enjoy it. So, obviously, a bit of Uno. And I think that's it for me as well. Yeah, I think that is it. So we will be shortly moving on to the gaming news. I do want to quickly say that during a mailbag this week, you will have a chance to call in on Our Heads Be It.
Oh dear.
I thought what being our 30th show, it's sort of a landmark. We've got to a huge number of 30. So if you want to phone in and give us a celebration and congratulate us, then you can do so. Anyway, we'll move on. Gaming news.
Gaming news.
Okay, so I think we should pretty much start with the biggest news that seems to be going around this evening. And that is PlayStation 3 shipments to Europe have been seized. We've had a couple of emails about this and some tweets, as the whole Twitter feed is blowing up about this, actually, to be honest. There's a couple of clips I'll just read out here. It says, all new PlayStation 3 shipments into Europe will be confiscated by customs for at least 10 days following a ruling by the civil court justice. The court granted LG a preliminary injunction in its battle against Sony over allegations of patent infringement. Okay, obviously this court session goes back probably a couple of years now, where Sony and LG have been fighting against each other about who's breaking the rules. But the last one, as I read, is that LG have got a temporary ruling over Sony, and that all PS3s into Europe are being held back by customs. And it's saying, yeah, at least for 10 days. It doesn't sound good.
Right. For 10 days, and then what? Then they just release him again?
Yeah, well, I say it's temporarily held for 10 days while they're obviously looking into stuff, I'm guessing. But then they'll be... But I'm guessing the courts have thought there must be something there for them to actually put a hold on all of the PlayStations coming out. I don't know. I'm just reading here. It's got the if Sony is found to be violating LG's intellectual property, it could potentially be forced to pay substantial compensation, likely in the hundreds of millions of dollars. It's a couple of quid then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, pocket change.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's sort of breaking news that's come this evening. But onto probably some more gaming news. Serious Sam 3 is due out this summer. Did you ever play Serious Sam games?
Well, I didn't, but was it sort of a rip-off of Duke Nukem?
I don't know if it's a rip-off. I mean, yes, there's similarities, but
an homage.
Yes. Yeah, I would have said so. Serious Sam was always about its hordes of enemy. Duke Nukem obviously wasn't, but it still got like a foul-mouthed character. This is the main character. But it was a PC. I played it back many, many years ago. But from what I remember, is you'd sort of walk into this area, which will get shut off, and then you get the most peculiar enemies that come running towards you with bombs as heads or in their hands and flying enemies and that. It was there's sort of room after room of challenges more so, but it was quite good. I enjoyed them, and I'd be quite interested to see what Serious Sam 3 looks like. I say due out this summer, so should hopefully be a good one. Grand Theft Auto 5. There was a recent articles about a staff member that had worked previously on Grand Theft Auto 4 put on his CV about working on Grand Theft Auto 5. He's now gone back on that and said that it was a typo, it should have been Grand Theft Auto 4. But alongside that, there's been also some domains taken up by Rockstar. You've got Cash for Dead Dreams, Six Figure Temps, Stop Paying Your Mortgage. Those are all domain names that have been taken up by Rockstar. They've done this pretty much for Grand Theft Auto 4. They started buying up fictitious, I suppose you can call it, domain names. So could there be a Grand Theft Auto 5 on the horizon? Are you bothered?
Well, I'd imagine it's almost a certainty, isn't it?
I would have thought so. I can't see them just stopping at 4. They never said, oh, this is our last one or anything like that, so there's bound to be.
I mean, I believe a few people weren't overly keen on Grand Theft Auto 4, but I'd imagine it still sold quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm sure it sold loads. It was, I mean, I had it on the 360, actually, and then I have repurchased it on the PS3. I just haven't played it that much, but
See, I had it on the 360 as well, but I couldn't get into it.
No?
There was something about it that I just couldn't really get into, so when I got rid of the Xbox and got a PS3, I didn't repurchase. I never actually got to the end, I don't think.
No?
No, my Xbox died long before I got to the end.
Oh. Okay. Well, I completed it on the 360, and I did get it on the PS3 to play for it again. I just haven't, but I'd like to get back to it. I enjoyed it, and the problem is, I think after GTA 4 came out, there was lots of other games very similar style. Not that they were better than GTA 4, but there was just the onslaught of that game type, and it got a little bit tedious, but. Anyway, be interesting to see. But the UK charts, Killzone 3 beat Bulletstorm to the top. Even though Bulletstorm got an average of a better rating, I think, than Killzone 3.
Really?
I think it did, yeah. I got in the article here that Bulletstorm, I think, scored a 9 out of 10 on, well, this is on Eurogamer, they gave it 9 out of 10, and they gave Killzone 3 an 8 out of 10. But I think it's just, it's the brand, it's Killzone 3, it's the third in the series, people enjoyed the second one, so no doubt it's got a following for the third one. Bulletstorm was a new game, which I'm sure people are holding back off to see what other people are thinking at the moment. But yeah, those two take the first and second place. For some reason, Black Ops still at number three. Well, still at number three, still at the top of the charts. So, really, Black Ops? That's so old now.
It's the kids, isn't it? They love it.
It's about time I bought out another Call of Duty game, I reckon.
No, oh, definitely.
Okay, and the last one. There's a game called We Dare, which is actually has been announced, and that it will not be coming to America.
Right, will it be coming out over here?
Yes, it's coming to Europe, but not America.
Wow, we're going to get a game that America don't.
Yeah. Do you know what the game is?
We Dare?
We Dare. Yeah.
Yes, it's We Dare.
Do you know what you do in We Dare?
Dares people? Well, I don't know. Go on, tell me.
Yeah, it is pretty. It's just strange dares, but it involves spanking.
And what, the monkey?
No, not spanking the monkey. It's not that crude. we've got, it says saucy PS3 and Wii party game. We Dare will not be available in America. Ubisoft has confirmed this. I'm showing if it's got anything about the actual game. I don't know. There's no further explanation was offered, though a glimpse of a rather extraordinary trailer, which has now been region restricted to Europe, might offer a few clues. There's a video clip attached to the news article, so if you're interested in that, I'll try and put it in the show notes. But from the video, there's spanking involved and snogging your controller.
Okay, that's weird.
I've got a feeling America have got the good deal on this. Maybe they just turned around and said, we're not going to release this shit in America. It's rubbish. But I was thinking, Bod, maybe we should get this game for when I come round, you know.
Or community game night.
Community game night. Spanking. Globally. Or Europe. Because American can't join us. They're going to be missing out on that.
Yeah, well.
Right. Okay. Then, I think that's it for news. Have you got anything you want to add, Bod?
No.
No. Okay, fair enough. That probably means then we can move on to the mailbag. I'll play music. It's the mailbag. Okay, so the mailbag section, and I say, if you want to call in, you can. By all means, you don't have to. Also, we're celebrating our 30th episode, so if you want to call in and congratulate us, or give us a question, you can do. If you're on Skype, if you add Zonal Ripper, which is all one word, ZonalRipper, and what we'll do is we'll try and fit you in between the emails, and you can give us a chat. So, saying that, I think we should start with the first email. You want to take that one, Bod?
Okay. Well, I must say our email inbox is bulging this week.
Yes, it's bulging.
Right, okay. And the first one is from our new community member, NaughtyMonkey100.
Oh, yes.
Location, Devon. Subject, Cahoots. No Z.
Right.
That's with an S. And NaughtyMonkey says, a Zonal Ripper, 27 trophies from 2 games. And Mr. Slugger can't be in the show because he's working, but somehow manages to appear on the chat during the show. Something smells very iffy to me, and it's not just Mr. Slugger's underwear after a bad night at a hotel. Here comes Bod. We'll have to investigate. Love the show. I will miss this week's live show because of having to work, so expect Mr. Slugger to have 48 trophies from one demo. Cahoots, cahoots.
Very, very good email, Naughty Monkey. Thank you for that.
And you are damn right. Cahoots. What? There's something. Something's not right here.
What, 27 trophies in two games?
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't got to this week's trophy count yet, but, you know, I already smell a rat.
Oh, right. Like that, is it?
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay, fair enough.
Cahoots.
So do you think Slugger, 48 trophies from one demo? If underway, yes. Surely.
Yeah, probably. We're going down to shops or something.
Yes, probably. Okay, then I should probably move on to the next email, which comes to us from FiveAda. And it goes, well, I heard from your Twitter feed that you guys are up to your third episode. And I just wanted to... Third?
He's lost count.
He's lost count. It's 30, FiveAda. I'll help you with that one. So up to your 30th episode, and I just wanted to say that it has been great so far. I really do hope that you guys make it up to 100 episodes and that we have no breakup like the old TPIS shows. Keep them coming, and yes, you guys did get my question right from last week's mailbag. On to this question of the week. If you had to be trapped inside a video game and made to play for the rest of your lives, which game would it be and why would you pick it up? Why would you pick it? Well, I guess that's that I'm bored in on a long email like Ira writes, so I had better stop it here. Keep them coming. Hope to see you all this fall and have a pint for me. Pip pip and cheerio, mates. FiveAda. Okay. So, Bod, if you had to be stuck in a video game for the rest of your life, what video game would it be?
Oh, jeez.
Dead Rising 2.
No, I'd have to fight off the hordes of zombies.
All the time?
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
No.
I don't know. Okay. Have you got one?
Well, I was thinking of a game that's got a bit of everything in it. So it's not a game that's too dull. It's got a bit of action in it, and you can choose to sort of go off and do what you want. And the game I thought of was Grand Theft Auto. It's not my best game by far, but I can do a bit of driving. I can go to the internet cafe. I can shoot people if I want, try and get away from the police, or just relax at my own apartment. Bit of everything.
Do you want to be a gangster, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know, maybe Little Big Planet?
Ooh, Little Big Planet. What, so you can create your own levels at any time?
Yeah. Oh, I'm fly around with a jetpack.
Okay.
I think any other computer game, any other game is going to be... It's going to be too scary, isn't it? Too dangerous.
Yeah.
Having said that, I've died a lot in Little Big Planet too. So.
Yeah. There's lots of liquid that you can't... Or gas.
But I always come back. So.
Oh, yeah. A respawn value. Okay. Well, we've got our first caller lined up. So if I add him to the call.
Hello.
Ah, good evening, sir.
How you doing, guys?
Not too bad. You want to tell everyone who you are?
Yeah, I'm Ira DeLupis, T-Suck's number one fan. Whoop whoop.
Good title.
Back again.
Yeah, back again. You guys can't get rid of me. So how are you guys doing this on your 30th episode?
Well, so 30 episodes. I think it's a small achievement. Or trophy. Well, small trophy.
Should I be more excited than I am?
Well, it depends on how you're celebrating, Bod. I mean, did you fix the patch in your girlfriend?
No.
Yeah. So you don't even value your girlfriend enough to buy her a little bit of rubber patches so that she can have air in her again?
She's got a puncture, so...
I see.
I might just trade her in for a new one.
Trade her in for a new one, huh?
Yeah,
you know, I've given away fleshlights. You might want to see if they got a new Bernice.
He likes something with a face on, I think.
The official Hannah Harp doll.
Doll?
Is that like a bottom half of a mannequin? Is that?
No, the official Hannah Harper doll.
Okay.
Why do you know the names of these sort of stuff?
It's just a name that came off the top of my head.
Lie. How many have you got?
With or without punctures?
including punches, how many have you purchased?
It's none of your damn business.
Okay.
Well, guys, just wanted to congratulate you all on your 30th episode, and you guys have been doing awesome. I mean, I've obviously been, you know, a fan, considering I'm the number one fan, so I think you guys are doing a great job, and keep it up.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. When did you join us, Ira? Have you been there since the start, or...?
12th episode, I think.
12th episode. Did you go back and listen?
Go back and listen to the other ones?
Yes.
No, because I didn't use iTunes. I was using a Stitcher on my iPhone, so I was using that, and it didn't go back. At that time, I couldn't go back in episodes. I could only listen to the most recent one.
Okay, don't do it. So I recommend you don't.
I'll preserve the image of you all.
Was Murray still on the show when you started listening?
No.
No.
Okay.
I don't know, I think he went around, was it the 8th or 10th?
Well, I don't know. I can't attend before the 13th.
Oh, I suppose you haven't turned when I said, oh, has he left then? I'm sure it was about the 10th, I think. But anyway. Oh, well, right, it's good to hear you're sticking with us, so.
Absolutely, guys. I wouldn't abandon you guys like I did the Rogue Gamer and Tisa. This, I mean, what?
yeah, those other podcasts. Our rivalry podcast.
Is that the PlayStation show had other podcasts than DSUC. I thought your guys' was the only one.
The only one that counts.
Well, then it's the only one.
Okay. Fair enough. What? Anyway. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Ah, thanks. You guys have a good one, and enjoy my email. It's a little shorter than what I promised.
Excellent. Bod's having it.
Yeah, I've got to read it, otherwise it'll get read wrong.
Oh, okay. Meow.
Kitty's got some claws.
Yes. You want a saucer of milk over there?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ira.
All right, have a good one, guys.
See you later.
Cheers.
Okay. All right, Looper. Lupus. Lupus. Okay. Anyway, next email, Bod.
Yo, I'm not ready.
Aha, that was my plan.
You bastard. Right, next email. Here we go. It's from Vido.
Ah.
Should I read his real name or not bother?
No.
Okay. Location, Planet of the Hellghast. Subject, shooters. Hello, T-suckers. Vido here. Now, we all know that shooters are the most popular genre of games. I am wondering, why is that? Are we all a little bit evil and secretly want to shoot people, but we can't legally, so we just do it in video games? Thanks, Vido.
Okay. Short, to the point.
Yes. And the answer is yes, we are all evil and we secretly want to shoot people. I say secretly, I've just voiced it, I've publicly said that I want to shoot people.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, obviously, I think, yeah, shooters are obviously the popular genre. Why? I don't know. I think we all secretly like a bit of violence and guts, blood, whatever. So, yeah. I think he's right. We are secretly a little bit evil and we want to shoot people. Or you don't want to shoot people, but you want to know what it's like, so you just do it on a computer game.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of wish fulfillment, isn't it? Fantasy. Get away from your humdrum, mediocre life. I say mediocre, mine hasn't even reached that level.
No.
But I actually get a bit bored with the amount of shooter games there are. I just think, you know, maybe they should come up with something a bit different. There's so many of them. That's why I haven't bought Killzone 3, because there's so many.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I think we answered that one. So, the next email is a voicemail from SpongeBobbies. And have I got it loaded up? That's a good question. I probably should load it into the soundboard, then you'd be able to hear it. What do you reckon?
Indeed. Do we want to hear it?
Well, we've had a couple of emails about this, so I suppose we better play it.
Right.
Okay. Here's the voicemail.
Hello, T-Suck. SpongeBobbies again. And I'm calling out a truce with Mr. Slugga. No more shit talking, no more BS talking. Let's go back to the old school ways. Let's hate on the Rogue Gamer. Just kidding. But the truce is still up there, if you're willing to accept it. Reason being is, SOCOM 4 is around the corner. 2 months from now, April, SOCOM 4 will be hitting stores. And once that game hits the shelves, it'll be in my home, and I'll be starting a clan. Send your people to the site, guys. The site, I created a thread. It's titled SOCOM 4 Sign Up Here. And then I have posted a little note saying, please give me your PSN name, your site name, and a little something on your SOCOM history. Not history, but, you know, what you know about SOCOM and you played it. I'm going to start a clan. Not a hardcore clan, but I'm going to start a TPSS clan. A clan that will be on Monday through Monday, all week, all year long. This clan is going to stay with the game. Okay, not a clan like Killzone 2, Killzone 3, those clans that we create, and then we move on to a new game. This is a clan that's going to stick with the game, and it's going to stick with the game plan. And that game plan is SOCOM, whenever you want, there'll be somebody playing in your clan that day, that night. And that hopefully be me. If it's not me, then I'm going to promote people that are going to be hardcore lovers of this game, and will be hands-on with this game. So, my question to you guys is, are you guys picking up SOCOM 4? Are you guys anticipating SOCOM 4? And are you guys up to join the clan and become a hardcore SOCOM 4? Hardcore means when you're sitting on your couch, you're wearing camo, and your face is painted so the people don't see you sitting on your couch. So when your wife walks by you, she doesn't know you're there playing SOCOM because she sees a couch. That's what a hardcore SOCOM player does. So I've pulled out my old t-shirt that's brown and my old pants that are brown and my face paint. Well, it can't be brown because I'm already brown. Anyways, so I can blend in with my couch. So like that, the wife doesn't see me playing this goddamn game every single second of the day. So guys, that goes out to you guys. Let me know what you guys think. All right, SpongeBobbies, and I'm out. Peace!
Okay. So, SOCOM 4. Has that got 5-player co-op?
So they say.
Okay. I never really played any of the old SOCOMs. That's not to say I'm not interested in SOCOM 4. I played it at Eurogamer, broke the systems, but from what I did play of it, it seemed quite good. So I'm interested in playing. I don't know if I'd get into a clan. I can't say that just yet, but if I pick the game up and it's good, then yeah, by all means, I'd join a clan. But I don't know yet. It may even just be a rent for me, SpongeBobby. So what about yourself, bud?
Now, this one I could be persuaded on, because, as I said, I'm not amazingly good at computer games anyway, especially sort of just running out there and shooting and hoping for the best. I'm not the best shot in the world, but possibly, you know, coordinating with other people and planning out, you know, being a bit more strategic, I might be able to do, so I might get more enjoyment out of it.
Okay. Now, apart from what you saw at Eurogamer, have you seen much else? Have you looked into much else? Or
not really. I haven't really been following this much
No.
No, but I mean, you know, it looked good when I saw you play it.
Yeah, yeah, it's it had plenty going on, and third person, so it might be, I suppose that takes it slightly different away from all the first person shooters we've got at the moment. No, I'm interested in seeing how well it does, but I can't say yet, Sponge, whether I will join a clan or not, but I think if me and Bod do like it and pick it up, then I'm sure we'd join the clan, won't we, Bod?
Yeah, yeah.
But I won't be sitting camouflaged on my sofa, though.
You'll be sitting naked.
Yeah, well, you got a game naked, haven't you?
Apparently. It's all the rage now.
Well, it's the only way to go.
I don't know. I don't like having a breeze around my junk.
Don't you?
No.
Oh.
My flag is quite cold in the winter.
Yeah, that's true. If you've got a little breeze, then it can put you off, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't want a little buddy shriveling up any more than he already has done.
Yeah. You got to rock out with your cock out. That's the saying. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, crowd pleaser.
Yes, crowd pleaser. Right, okay. Following on SOCOM 4, the next email, which comes to us from XMBina, location, Helgan, subject, SOCOM 4. Firstly, congrats on making it to number 30. Just think, they said it couldn't be done, and now look at us, from rags to, well, rags. But at least we still got a great poop story out of it. A great poop story.
Well, a poop story.
A gross poop story. Anyway, now on to my question. Why do I have such a massive boner for SOCOM 4? I'm about ready to blow and spew. Who's with me? This could be the game that changes everything. Thoughts. Here's to 30 more, XMBina.
SOCOM, what's that?
I don't know, it's some game.
Oh, I know. I forgot for a moment because it hasn't been mentioned in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah. I think it's the one that's got 5-player co-op.
Oh, right.
Again, I haven't got a massive boner for it, but I'm interested. I'm going to go for a semi.
Yeah, so, I mean, Sponge said it was out later this year. Do we know when exactly? We got a release date?
I'm guessing it's going to come in at fall time when we get the next Call of Duty game and the next everything that comes out in October, November time. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it'll give me a not that I need a reason not to buy COD, but, you know, it'll give me a reason to say, screw COD, I'm buying something else.
Yes.
Of course, I'll be saying screw COD when that comes out anyways.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Okay, the next email, Bod.
Okay, next one is from ADB, titled Hobbies. Hi guys, this is last minute right before the show, but I was wondering, other than gaming, do you have any other hobbies? I'm into cycling myself, stops me turning into the next half-ton man. Thanks, ADB.
Okay. I'd just like to say my hobby is to turn into the next half-ton man. That
Hang
is my
on,
hobby.
That's my hobby.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Damn you. I think I'm winning.
Oh, well.
I don't have any time for hobbies.
You don't have time for hobbies?
Obviously gaming takes up a big time. I say a big time. I work majority of time and I work away. So by the time I've got in, I usually have 2, maybe 3 hours of gaming, and the weekend I've got a wife and kids, so we tend to do stuff together, spend some time on the weekends together. So
why would you do that?
You know what the missus is like.
No, I don't.
Okay. Oh yeah, I didn't mean to rub it in. Yours doesn't say anything. She just sits in the cupboard.
Yeah, last thing she said was
Okay, so you've got to get yourself a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I really don't have time for anything else. What about you, Bob?
You know, I like the usual stuff. I like movies.
Is it a hobby, though? I mean, I like movies, but I don't... Is it a hobby?
Why wouldn't it be a hobby? What's your definition of a hobby, then?
Something that you... Okay. Well, whichever way I'm going to put this is going to sound wrong, but... Yeah, okay. It's something you spend a lot of time doing.
Yeah, and I spend a lot of time watching films.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah. Right, apart from the PlayStation, that's probably the second thing I do the most.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that and Wanky Wank.
Yeah, I wasn't going to... I don't want to give you any hints, but...
Yeah. I also like going to comedy shows. I missed a show a couple of weeks back because I went to a comedy gig. Saw Tom Bishop. John Bishop, sorry. Yep. And this Sunday I'm going to see Jimmy Carr.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, so you do go to a fair bit of shows. I mean, I enjoy the shows, but again, I don't really go to that many, but I only go now and then, so... But yeah, okay. How about drinking?
Yeah, but I'm not very good at it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so... I think we've answered, anyway. I don't have time for hobbies. Apart from gaming. I suppose I could give up gaming and start something else.
Yeah, right. What?
Trophy collecting. Oh no, I did anyway. I don't know what I'd do. If I wasn't doing gaming, I don't know what else I'd be doing. Watching TV, probably.
What, Coronation Street?
Yeah.
Crap.
I think America have got it lucky. No EastEnders, no Coronation Street.
I'm sure they've got their own crap.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
In fact, they've got a million more channels than us, so they've probably got a million more channels of crap.
Yes. Right, okay. Anyway, the next email, I won't read that one. That was an
you
email.
Won't read it?
Well, not the one from Hamster Fist.
Well, we should at least acknowledge that we had one.
Yes, actually. An email from Hamster Fist into our mailbox. Even though it wasn't really a question for the show, but he was just pointing out the fact of the ban or the hold on PS3s into Europe at the moment. So thank you for letting us know that.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, make it clear that we don't just ignore emails on this show. Like on other shows.
Have you got a beef with someone?
No, not at all.
I think you have.
No, not at all.
Alright, okay. Well, the next email comes to us from Josh Butters, or JS Butters. Sup, T-Suckers, happy 30th show. I think all of us gamers have spent a good amount of time in the arcade here and there. My question to you is, if space and price wasn't a problem, what would be the dream arcade machine to have in your home? You get one for single player and one for multiplayer. Keep up the good work, JS Butters. Arcade machine, bod.
I don't know if it counts, but I do like air hockey.
Ooh.
Does that count as an arcade machine?
Yeah, that's a multiplayer arcade machine. Well, is it an we'll allow it. It's our rules.
Okay.
You didn't specify, so...
No. Yeah, well, air hockey's a good one. I like that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to think what the other good arcade games I've played. I mean, there's some good driving ones. The trouble with those was they're always timed, aren't they? And you could never quite drive well enough to actually beat the clock for more than about 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you had to get to the next checkpoints, didn't you? To get extended, time extended. But, yeah. But then if you got it in your machine, in your front room, then surely you could just tweak it. I don't know if that sort of thing you can change. Anyway, so you're going for a driving game and air hockey.
That's all I can think of at the moment.
Okay. I think I can't choose for my single player between, and these probably aren't arcade games either, a pinball machine or a fruit machine.
Yeah, but you always abused fruit machines.
Yeah. And if I could tweak it so I win every time, that would be a bit boring. And I wouldn't want to waste money on it either. So, yeah, probably not a fruit machine. I'll just go for a pinball machine then. And multiplayer one, I'll probably have to get a classic like The Simpsons or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where you can have four players around the one machine. Awesome. Anyway, have we got one more? Oh no, we've got a couple more emails, actually. We've got quite a few. Next one, Bod.
Okay, I've lost where we are.
The next one from JS Buzz.
Okay. Well, no, it's not from JS Buzzers. It's from Mr. Slugger, Location the Future.
Oh! Okay.
It says, sup, bitches, it's me, Future Slugger, and I'm missing the show again this week to get that extra hour to Trophy Whore. And I got to tell you, I put Bod in his place by playing some brilliant games. We got a new leader, 159 trophies in 1 week. Hit that trophy mention, because I platinumed 3 this week. I got Mega Mind, Saw 2, and Dead Island. Whoop, whoop. Future Slugger.
Okay.
Cahoot.
Sounds about right, yeah. So, I'm missing the show again this week to get the extra hour to Trophy Whore. And I've got to tell you, I put Bods in his place. Yeah, cahoots on that one. Did you do the whoop whoop at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I must have obviously, I didn't do it in the style of Slugger. I haven't got the energy.
Oh, right, okay. Did you do whoop whoop? That was
pretty much it, yeah.
Okay.
So, next email's yours then, is it?
It looks like it, yes.
I'll do it if you like, I don't mind.
I think you should do it.
I'll do this one and then you could do the next one.
Yes, okay.
I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Okay, this is from Tom Bombadil, a.k.a. Ira DeLupus. Location my pants. Really? I thought you weren't in your pants.
Yes.
Or is that just for gaming where he wears no pants? Well, no, when he's writing emails, he wears pants.
I'm sure. Well, yes, he possibly email writing, he puts pants on. But when he's gaming, he rocks on. He rocks, yeah, he works with his cock out. So.
Okay, let's take a deep breath. Subject, my spidey sense is tingling. Hey everyone, the email that I was going to send in was 1,000 words, and I managed to have half of those 1,000 words at 4 syllables or more. But you can thank the website for eating my email and not allowing me to send it in. Get on that, E-Diddy. I had a great time guest hosting with you all last week, and I know the community enjoyed it so much that I've recently been told that a team of biotechnicians, psychologists, and other experts have been forged to undergo a case study on whether or not my golden voice on T-Suck raises the intelligence of listeners, or if it just cures cancer, AIDS, the common cold, and sexual dysfunction. The results will take a few years, but I'm confident that it will be revolutionary. On to other business. I have a question for you all. Recently, I have been playing Assassin's Creed, in brackets, the first one, thank you very much. And I was wondering, does the moderate amount of difficulty make the results less satisfactory? Or does the fact that I can walk into Damascus, kill a dozen guards over and over again, and simply walk through the town causing mass havoc and dissonant make it satisfactory in its own way? Would you enjoy a little more challenge to rape, murder, and pillage? Well, guys, that's my time. Keep up the good work and have a great week. I'll see you all next week. Expect a long email whenever Mr. Slugger decides to come back to his first love. Yeah, and he can bloody read it as well.
Yes. Okay. So what's the question in there?
The question is, does the level of difficulty make it more or less entertaining?
No, I mean, Assassin's Creed itself, I found the entertaining part, just the fact that you can walk around, cause as much havoc as you want, or sneak around, not cause any havoc, and get your job done. So, yeah, I don't think the difficulty makes any difference to the entertainment. It's just the fact that you make your own entertainment in that game, I think. There's nothing like slaughtering a guard and then getting about another 25 to 30 to run after you and then trying to chase you across the rooftops. It's quite funny. So, no, you make your own fun on that game, Ira.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for Assassin's Creed because I haven't played it, but I find that if a game's too hard, it does sort of spoil my enjoyment a little bit. Because I get really, really angry sometimes. I lose my temper quite a lot. And again, it probably comes back to me just being rubbish.
Right. Okay. We've got a caller coming in, so we're going to answer this. Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
I'd like to order a pizza.
I apologize. I think you got the wrong number.
No, this is Pizza Hut, right?
You got it.
You got it.
Okay, so this is really weird. So I'm talking into the screen of my PSP.
Ah, okay. At work?
I'm at work. I'm out in the shop. I'm afraid that somebody's actually going to see me, which that would be very unfortunate.
Okay.
So it's the 30th episode,
yes,
of the PlayStation Show UK.
Oh, yes. We made it to 30.
And congratulations.
Well, two of us made it to 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Mr. Slugger. He's gone, I hear.
I'm sure he's been sold into slavery or something.
He's gone down the shops. We all know it.
He's going to come back with the biggest amount of trophies that anyone has ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And claim he got it in 1 week.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to call in. I wanted to make sure that everyone is celebrating the fact that you guys have been doing this for 30 episodes. I know what it takes to get to that point.
Yep.
And we hope that we get 130 more.
Really? I thought retirement was about around 60.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be forced out at 60.
Yeah, it's nice. Like I said, I was a little bit disappointed that I missed your guys' community game night. After all of the attacks on Americans that I experienced in Killzone 3, I really wanted to kill some British. It would have satisfied me so much.
Well, that's what Bod's there for. He's the British target.
I am a very easy target.
But yeah, I just wanted to say congratulations. Wanted to give you guys a call. I probably should get off here now. I hope I did not disrupt the show too much.
No, not at all. Okay. I apologize. I played your theme music at the beginning. Is that all right, EDD?
Oh, absolutely. That was my jam.
That was your jam. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good time. Have a good show.
Thanks. Yeah, we will do.
All right. Okay. Later, guys.
Take care. There you go. EDD calling in to congratulate us on our 30th episode. And anyone else in the chat, you've still got time to call in, add Zonal Ripper to your Skype contacts. Call in and congratulate us. If you think we're worth it, I suppose. But I mean, I am. But okay. Anyway, the next email and last email at the moment comes from Phobia. I'm feeling a little bit of anger in this email. So it's do you want me to add it in or?
Just say it, I can take it.
You want me the anger with it, or?
Yes, do it. Okay. However you like.
I don't ignore your emails, Bod. They just suck. Question. Why do video game devs hate left-handed people?
Because left-handed people are witches.
Ooh! Yes, they used to be burnt on the stake, didn't they? I'm sure of it. There's still some states that do that, I'm sure of it. Anyway, I'm not. He hasn't given specifics of what he's talking about, but surely, I don't know. I didn't think they were. Is it racist?
Is it? Well, to be honest, I mean the left analog stick. You do like most of the stuff with that, don't you? And that's with your left hand.
Yes, and then yeah, your buttons would be right. I mean, if they put it around the other way, that would just be horrendous. But I don't know. I mean, maybe we should get him on here.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not feeling the love.
Well, he's joining anyway.
Oh dear. I'm in trouble. I've just remembered. I've got to go. See you later.
Phobia. How are you doing? Phobia?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Yeah, it's our 30th episode.
I know, it's a big deal for you guys. Congratulations.
Yes.
Good job. Not to you, Bod, only to Zonal.
EDD saying here to another 130, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't even know what number we're at, and I'm already tired of the crap.
they'll probably kick us out before then and bring in a new crowd.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they do after a certain amount, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 110 or something. They're like, yep, time for something new. You guys suck. Yeah. So I'm ready for it. No, good job. It's a big deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, only a small landmark, I suppose, but We're still going at 30, so I say right. If we get to 50, 60, I'll be happy. So
I'll call back in on 60. If you do. Every 30, I'll call.
Every 30, you call in. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be a landmark.
Okay.
Yeah. So what? You guys didn't think anything about left-handed people being scrutinized and hated on by every single game company?
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, your email didn't give any specifics, but. What? I don't think they were being.
The racist.
I didn't think they were being racist. I mean, what particularly? I mean, are you left-handed then? Is that what?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm left-handed. It's just like I was talking with ED earlier today on the chat, and like I want to get the sharpshooter, the move attachment to play Killzone 3, and for me being left-handed, I hold the gun on the opposite other side of my body from what the game shows. It's probably not going to make big of a difference really when you actually play, but yep. It'd be great if you could switch the gun over to make it look like it's a left-handed person. Why don't they do that shit? I could sue probably.
Well, are you sure you can't change it for left.
No, I have no clue. You very well could.
Because on Sports Champions, when you set it up, it asks you if you're left or right-handed.
Right.
So I'm wondering, there might be something you can do to change it.
I'm going to say no, just so I can bitch about something.
Oh, right, fair enough. You're probably right. There probably isn't anything you can do.
Okay, then I probably won't mention that. I thought I saw a video about that gun where they're showing it. There was the buttons on either side, so it didn't matter if you was left or right-handed. But
right, yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping for.
Okay, so you're just bitching for nothing then, really, is that?
No, I'm just bitching because every game it's standard to have a right-handed person play. Why can't it be a left-handed person?
I get what you mean. I mean, I suppose me being a right-handed person, I just take it all for granted.
Right. No, I mean, it's no big deal, really, in the grand scheme of things, but we're slowly seeing more, like, women be the leading role in the game. We're starting to see minorities being leading roles in games, so I wonder if it's ever going to get to the point where every now and then you're going to see a left-handed person. Very small in minute detail, but hey.
Are you against women and minorities being the main character?
Over left-handed people, yes.
So what about a left-handed black female lead character?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I could play that game. It'd be too, like, epic. See, I mean, I might just, like, see that in the game and just, like, pass out. Huh. No, yeah, I just wanted to call in, say congratulations, and kind of clear up my email a little bit.
Yeah. Right, well, thank you for emailing in, and thank you for calling in. It's
you're welcome.
Always good to have
you. Oh, I know. It's I have to join in late every Monday now because the time I get off work. But hey, I'm here.
So you're finished from work? You're at home relaxing? Or?
Yep, I'm sitting in my boxers, playing with my. No, not really. Yeah. No, yeah, I log in, and right away I hear Bod giving my show shit. Right away. I could be watching Robot Chicken instead. No, yeah. I come in, and Bod's like, they don't fucking read my emails, my assholes.
2 weeks in a row.
All right.
You obviously got a good filter system on your emails.
Yeah, it goes straight into the junk box.
After the lost episode that Bowser effed up on us last time, I'm going to start proofreading every single effing email. People are assholes. Oh, well.
True that.
Do you guys, like, proofread in your emails before you read them, or you just go straight? It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what. We the majority of our emails we get on the night that we go live. And so we get a couple through the week that I look at through the week. But most of the time, our email, like this evening, we've had sort of three or four came in since we've been doing the live show.
Oh, wow.
So you can't read them.
Yeah.
So you have to sort of hope that no one's
asking you questions you don't know the answer to.
Yes.
Which is most of them.
Right. That's my problem. That's why I allow Bowser and Sponge to go first.
Good call. All right. Okay. I'm going to say thank you for calling in, Phobia.
Oh, that's fine. You can hang up with me. No problem.
We should definitely get you on again soon. We haven't had enough hosts on, I don't think.
Definitely, yeah. Whenever you want to invite me, I am always ready to come on.
Excellent. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Good, sir.
You too.
Cheers.
See ya.
Okay. It's Phobia there, queuing up his last email. And that was the actual last email. What I will say is, if you want to send us an email, comments, questions, shout-outs, anything really, you can send it to tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com. And we'll do our best to read it out and not fluff it up.
We probably will fluff it up, mate.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you use long words, like Ira, who puts them in, to try and throw me over. And it works, so. But please send us any emails. Pretty gratefully received. You can also go onto the website and send email from there. There has been a few problems. I've had a few comments from community members where the email in via the website has not worked correctly. Not too sure what's going on there. Every time I've tried it, it's been fine. So I don't know if it's a temporary thing or whichever. I probably should ask ED to keep an eye on it. I haven't done as yet, but well, anyway, you can go to the website and send an email from there. It comes straight to our mailbox. Okay, and also, can I ask for iTunes reviews? Again, we've not had any iTunes reviews this week, so we need your iTunes reviews to keep the show going. Lets us know that you're actually enjoying our show. And we've also got a competition going. We had a previous competition. When we got to 10 reviews, we would release a game to the community, which we've done. AD Bean was the winner of our first competition. Next one, when we get to 20 reviews, we'll be releasing a game to one of the community. So get your reviews in if you haven't done so. If you're listening now, you download from iTunes or you're an iTunes member, jump on there. Give us a review. And Bod will love you long time. Was that not a deal?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Oh, okay. Your Bod might love you long time.
Depends if I can get Ingrid inflated.
Ah, yeah. Right. Okay. So then that moves us on to the last part of the show. Okay, so the trophy count.
Yeah, and look who's turned up in the chat just in time for the trophy count.
Oh yeah, is this where he says, "Oh, I'm just sinking my trophies now."
Yeah, I asked him to call in. He said no.
What? Right. Okay. There was actually something quickly I want to do before. I should have got our other callers to do when they called in. Obviously, you're aware that I've got the Bod's sample of
awesome,
which is awesome. But we also had obviously Io De Lupus on last week, and he done awesome, which I've clipped, and I'm sure he's going to love.
Awesome.
I was thinking of building up a little collection.
Wasn't that just the first clip played again? Slightly higher volume?
Yes, you got yours.
Awesome!
And an Ira's.
Awesome! They're the same, you've just turned it up.
I haven't.
You're a liar!
No, that is Ira.
Awesome! Right, maybe if we get enough, if we could play a little tune.
Yes. Okay. Send in your awesomes. To Bod's email address.
No. We could call it the Awesome Choir.
Yes. Well, no, that's what I was thinking. If we had callers in, I was going to try and just get them to say awesome so I can sample it.
But it's too late now, isn't it?
It's too late. Yeah. We'll have to do it again for episode 60.
God, that's ages away. We might not make it then.
We might not. But anyway, let's get on with the trophy count. Important part of the show. I don't think it is really now, anyway.
No, it's been tainted, I'm afraid.
Tainted?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I hid the trophy count again this week. One of the main reasons is because first and second place were really close.
And the other reason being cahoots.
If you say so.
I do say so.
But, third place, Bod.
It's where I'm most comfortable, to be fair. Yeah.
16 trophies. It's not bad.
See, I thought I had more than that, to be honest.
Did you sink before the show?
Yeah, I sinked as soon as I got them.
Oh, okay. I'm guessing that was for the remainder of Dead Space 2?
Yeah, Dead Space 2 and a few on Little Big Planet 2.
Okay. Well, then, second place is Mr. Slugger with a nice 32 trophies. So he's not done bad.
That's nice, is it?
Well, it's not a bad little count, 32. I know he's been playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood this week. I'm not sure what else he's playing, so I'm not sure where the majority of those come from. Have you seen him playing anything different?
I know he was playing Assassin's Creed earlier in the week, but he's got traded that in, hasn't he?
He's traded it in, so I'm just wondering what else he's got.
Lead and Gold, yeah. I saw him playing there.
I see. Uno, Lead and Gold. Yeah, maybe he hadn't got that many for playing it. Assassin's Creed completed. Right. Was there any platinum on that, Mr. Slugger? He should be on a bloody show going through this.
Well, I said he should call in. He said he couldn't.
Right, fair enough. I suppose he might still be at work, but
okay. Yeah.
So that's where the majority of these trophies come from. Now, I say one of the reasons for hiding it is because we know the slugnanigans that go on if trophies account are close. Even though I know he's at work, he probably would have got his wife to sign on or something. But I had 33 trophies. So I was one trophy in front.
Yeah, nice try, Slugger.
Well, it was close. I mean, the majority of mine came from, again, the remainder of Dead Space 2 and Killzone 3. So there you go. I'm top again. And you're bottom again.
Well, I suppose it was always going to return to the way it was.
Yeah. Good. Is that until you do like 150 or something?
I'm not doing that again. It was too much like hard work.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I'm thinking about it, but it's still a thought at the moment. Whether I try and beat your 129. But, that's the end of the trophy count. Do you want to give something to people to play this week?
No.
No.
No. Give them something to watch.
Ooh, okay.
When you've uploaded it. Is our video of our preview that we got of this brand new state-of-the-art next-gen console. We had a playthrough yesterday, and it was awesome. We filmed it. You're just editing it now, I believe, or have you edited it and you just need to upload it?
Yep, it would actually have been uploaded already, but it stopped at 98%. Uploading, so I've got to upload it again, but yeah, it's ready to go. Basically, again, without giving too much away, we won't ruin the surprise for you, but we got the unboxing, and then we got the play test, and then the conclusion in there. I think it's about an 11 minute video,
but it's 11 minutes of gold.
Pure awesome.
This will, you know, blow you away. It'll melt your eyeballs. That amazing.
Okay, so that will be up soon. So yeah, okay, Bod's saying watch that. It'll be coming to the PlayStationShow.com soon. I'm going to say, what am I going to say? I'm going to say Uno. Get some friends together, or join us, or send us an email or something, and get on Uno. It's a good laugh. We enjoyed last community game night. And if we do, have you got plans this Saturday, Bud?
Don't think so.
Don't think I have. In which case, there should be another UK community game night. I will tweet about it later in the week, so if you're not following me on Twitter, do so. It's a Zonal Ripper, or one word. You can also, which we haven't mentioned, did we mention? No, we haven't mentioned it, have we? That yourself, here comes Bod, is on Twitter.
Well, yeah, I mean, without wanting to, you know, bring up an old wound, or, you know, annoy anyone that I may have annoyed earlier, I did mention it in an email that I sent to TPIS that they didn't read. But then they lost the show anyway, so it wouldn't have made the light of day anyway. But yes, I am on Twitter.
Okay, which
is... Because of you. Because you put me on there and started making trouble pretending to be me, you bastard.
I was having a good laugh with it. Well, I spoke to yourself and you said that you weren't interested in going on Twitter.
So, well, originally I wasn't because I didn't think I had anything interesting to say.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I took the opportunity to be yourself on Twitter. So I set you up, started to stir a bit of trouble. Problem is I gave you the login details.
Fool.
But you are on Twitter, and I think you're enjoying it.
And I am now in full control of my Twitter account.
Yes, the password has been changed. I do not have any access to it now. So.
Yeah, even though I changed the password and you still somehow got in.
When?
There was a tweet about me being a thicko.
Okay.
That was after I changed the password.
That was it?
Yeah.
Hack the planet. I didn't guess any passwords. It just let me in. On the old password. Anyway. So you're in full control. But you can follow Here Comes Bod. It's Here Comes Bod. No dashes. And the S is a Z. It's a bit of a complicated one. But well, it's not really. But
yes, it's HERECOMEZBOD.
Yes.
Only because the original Here Comes Bod was already taken.
Okay. And you can also follow Mr. Slugger. He's Mr. Slugger. MRSLUGGA on Twitter. So you can follow us all and give you updates through the week. And hopefully we'll do another community game night. And it's actually, well, bringing us towards the end of the show. The end of our 30th show.
Yes, and we were here for it.
Yes, we were here. And also live listeners, take the time to thank you all for coming along and listening. We have Ira DeLupus, JS Butters, JT Rowling, Mr. Slugger joined us towards the end.
Oh, yeah. Turn up for the chat, but not for the podcast.
Yes, Sponge is late as well. Who else we got? Steve-O Explosion. He's been listening, and good to see you. It's the Dirty 30, yes, as he likes to say. We also had EDD, Phobia, Redfield. Have I missed anyone?
Chanbot, always here.
Oh yeah, Chanbot, he's always here. Bakura. I think I'll leave it there. I mean, there's quite a few to read out. I was hoping we'd have a few more listeners for our 30th episode. But I suppose we're settled with 7,100.
Yeah, I mean, that'll do.
Okay. Well, as I said earlier, please send us emails to tbsuk@theplaystationshow.com or go via the website to send them in. Please leave us reviews on iTunes. It helps promote our podcast and gets it out there a bit more, so please do that. And also go over to theplaystationshow.com, sign up to the community. The forums, if you haven't done so already, take a look at some of the news things and especially the video unboxing of a upcoming console done by Here Comes Bod. And that is about it. You've been listening to the PlayStation Show UK, episode 30. I have been Zonal Ripper.
I've been Mr. Slug. Oh, no, he's not here. I've been Here Comes Bod.
Yes, he has been Here Comes Bod. And take care, guys. And we'll see you next week for episode 31. We're not having MC Hammer Sponge. They want more, bud.
Let's celebrate. It's all right.